high school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
As you just heard on the rejoin, Monmouth University, part of the Shore Sports Network, and both football and basketball this year. And the Hawks will return to the airwaves on January 1st as MU will be down at North Carolina to take on the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill. That is a 3 o'clock tip-off.
Quickly, I want to mention that little contest that WOBM ran with the $10,000 shot. There were 4 participants playing their small little game. Lisbeth Frank from Point Pleasant, Chris Nichols from Beechwood, Brett Noe from Forker River, Chris Peedle from Toms River. Lisbeth Frank won it. She'll shoot between the third and fourth quarters for 10 grand, Matt.
Jackson back to work here. They begin with the basketball and a 4-point lead. Tony Squiatt feeding down low. McDonald was fouled on the entry pass. Let's set the lineups for you. For Jackson, Kenny, Hollop, Squiatt, McDonald, and Bell for Toms River North. Martin, Singleton, Blum, Levchenko, and Stansberry off the inbound. It is Hollop to miss the shot.
Good setup that time on the inbounds pass. Hollop just banged it too hard off the glass. I mentioned 7 for 34, Matt. That's a cool 20% by both teams in the first half.
Well, the percentage hasn't gone up here yet as Jackson missed their first opportunity at goal. Levchenko with it on the left wing. Pulls out, wants to take Kenny off the dribble. Will spot up and pull up from just inside the three-point line and hit.
Well, we mentioned that Scott Stump and I at halftime that Levchenko and Blum got to pick up the scoring. They are the two scoring leaders for the Mariners, and both of them having a pretty miserable semifinal and final as far as the scoring is concerned.
6:50 to go. Here's a steal by Singleton. Toms River North can tie it with a basket. Singleton on the take. Last touch by Singleton. Defended well by McDonald, and with 6:48 to go, Jackson will get it back.
Well, McDonald blocked the ball, but then banged it off of Singleton's knee, and that created the turnover to the Jags.
Squiatt, backdoor feed. McDonald, right side layup, up and in.
Well, good job by Squiatt that time to find McDonald running the baseline on the backdoor.
McDonald with 8 to lead all scorers. 16-12, Levchenko drives. He's fouled on his way up. He will shoot 2. And try to keep this a one-possession game with a couple of made free throws.
Shoots him at 77% on the year. He's been on the line 35 times already in this short early season.
First one on the way is good. 5 points now for Levchenko. 16-13, Jackson. Second one good, 16-14 the score. North will come out with some full court pressure. It'll be Kenny and Bell in the backcourt. Long pass ahead, intercepted by Stansberry. Levchenko bypasses a 3, gets it back, will fire a 3. That off the mark, McDonald good, rebound for Jackson. And the Jags continue to lead 16-14, 6 minutes to play in the third quarter.
You know, this is one of the ways you beat the Jags, Matt. You keep them into a low-scoring basketball game because of their talent. Nice block by Solly Stansberry that time.
Took it off the right hand of Hollop. Singleton with it, trying to back down Bell. Stansberry has it, top of the key. Left side, Levchenko will feed down on the low block for Martin. The kick out for Levchenko. The entry pass goes all the way through to Stansberry, who will feed out for Blum, who misses the 3. Martin gets the offensive rebound, fading away. McDonald blocked his shot, and Jackson will break out. McDonald up court at the left elbow. Will stop, pop, back rim it, no good. Squiatt tried to keep it alive. He was last to touch, and Toms River North will have it. Substitutions into the game for the Mariners. Rich Gebbia will come in. Gebbia had a big shot in the semifinal win, a 3-pointer. That sent that game into overtime with St. Rose. A steal by Hollop almost. Turns out to be a deflected pass out of bounds. 5:06 to go. North will inbound in their own backcourt. Jackson 16, Toms River North 14.
And so far a 4-2 quarter in favor of North, so the scoring has not picked up a whole lot.
Levchenko giving off for Blum. Down the left side of the lane, got McDonald to jump on the ball fake, and McDonald will commit the foul. That will be his first, team's second of the half.
And Blum will go to the line looking for his first points in two nights, right, Matt? Nothing tonight?
That is correct.
Nothing last night.
And misses the first free throw.
He shoots him at 63%, 5 for 8, now 5 for 9 on the year.
Trying to make this a one-point game. Let's the free throw go. Hits there. So Blum finally on the scoreboard. Ends more than a six-quarter drought.
Blum is a good offensive player. Expect some more points out of him tonight.
16-15 Jackson. A timeout has been taken by the Jags. 4:46 to go. It is a full timeout. We will step out as well. Jackson 16, Toms River North 15. 4:46 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
Now back to the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Professional Orthopedic Associates with offices in Toms River, Tinton Falls, and Freehold. Team orthopedic doctors for Monmouth University and many high schools in Ocean and Monmouth counties. Professional Orthopedic Associates have been the premier sports medicine specialist in the area for more than 25 years. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca back here at the Pine Belt Arena. Jackson leading Toms River North in the finals of the WOBM Christmas Classic, 16-15. After the timeout, Jackson inbounds the basketball. Elliott Bell and Brian Kenny playing catch on the perimeter. Kenny wanted something backdoor. Instead, will hand off to Bell on the right side. Bell with a couple of dribbles under no real pressure from Singleton. Now North extends things out. Kenny's open for a three-pointer. Threw up an air ball. Levchenko takes down the loose ball, and here comes North trying to break out. Levchenko stops and pops from the top of the key and hits.
Oh, that's a long time coming for Alec Levchenko.
He's got 7 in the quarter, now 9 for the game. Toms River North takes the lead back. 18-16, midway through this third quarter. Hollop on the right sideline, right in front of his bench. Couple of dribbles to his left, gives to Kenny. Kenny flips left corner. McDonald, squat in the high post, loses the handle on it, and Sansbury steals the loose ball. Levchenko starting to feel it. Pulls up from the left side. Can't get that to go. Sansbury climbed up McDonald like he was a ladder. Loose ball comes back to Jackson, however. 3.5 minutes to play. Quarter three. Toms River North 18, Jackson 16. Bell near the half-court emblem. Gives to McDonald at the foul line. McDonald will step out with a dribble. Look for some space and a handoff to Kenny. Hollop now with a touch. Back to Kenny. And now Bell left side. Hollop open. Right side. Three is good.
Boy, got it over just over the front rim and it dropped through the net. His third on the night, right, Matt? His third three-pointer.
9 points for him. Listed as a center, but really plays more like a two-guard. He's got great range from the outside for 6'7". Foul coming. Jackson leading 19-18. Third team foul on Jackson. And the third foul on Kenny. To keep an eye on that. That's a player that Jackson doesn't want to have sit on the bench. Gebbia will handle the rock here for Tom Zivernorth. Hand off to Levchenko with 2:45 to go in the third. Blum in the corner for Gebbia. That's his spot. Will pull up and leave the jump shot short. Rebound taken down by Kenny. Full head of steam. He'll turn it over. Good transition defense. The interception by Levchenko. Up ahead, Levchenko will have it go off of his own legs. Sloppy play back and forth. And off the turnover, Jackson will get it back. 19-18, 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Well, it was a great job on defense by Levchenko, and then he got a little excited as he raced up the court there, went off his knee.
Bell with it on the right side. McDonald can't hang on to it, and that ball will go out of bounds. And Tom Zivernorth will get it back. We've had three consecutive turnovers in this game.
Wrightson will replace Martin. Martin not on top of his game tonight either, Matt. He's struggling a little. You know, we could say that about a lot of players. Levchenko seems to have solved the problem offensively.
Martin had 16 the other night in the semis. He was really a main cog in that win. He will head to the bench. The five on the floor right now for North. Wrightson, Stansberry, Levchenko, Blum, and Singleton. Levchenko with it, left side. Spinning his way into the lane. The dump down pass for Blum, and he gets himself a basket from the left side. His first hoop of the night. He has three, and North takes the lead back 20-19. Let's set the lineup for Jackson. Kenny, Bell, Squiat, McDonald, and Hollop. Haven't seen a whole lot of Specht in this third quarter for Jackson.
No, they've gone with Squiat. A little bigger and stronger.
McDonald left corner. High post feed for Hollop. Try to get it in the low post for Squiat. Turnover again, and Tom Zivernorth able to break out. 75 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Tom Zivernorth leading in the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic, 20-19. Singleton flips. Top of the key for Blum. Trying to back Hollop down. Now crosses over. Comes left. Stops at the elbow. Feeds out for Singleton. Tom Zivernorth slowing down just a bit here. They'll feed it down low for Singleton. Right corner jumper. No good. Rebound tipped up by Bell. Couldn't save it from going out of bounds. And the loose ball will go back to Tom Zivernorth.
Well, Bell had pretty good position in front of Blum, but he tried to tip the ball to himself. Instead, he tipped it out of bounds.
Off the inbound, Stansberry. Gives Levchenko. Pull-up jumper, partially blocked by Bell. Loose ball cleared by Eric Carter, who just came in. Kenny quickly down the floor. Left side layup blocked away partially. Kenny wanted a foul. Wrightson picks up the loose ball. North with some numbers if they push. Levchenko for Gebbia. McDonald came out to play him, and a foul on the floor on Elliott Bell. That will be his first and the team's fourth here in the second half.
27 seconds left in this third quarter.
Maybe they didn't call a foul there. I think they actually said Bell was out of bounds, so we'll correct that. Three team fouls still for Jackson. Bell doesn't have any. Cross-court look. Gebbia has it in the right corner, played by Kenny. With now 12 seconds to go, Tom Zivernorth will hold for one. They lead by a point. Here's Levchenko feeding inside Stansberry. Left side layup, went glass, didn't get it. McDonald the rebound. And we will head into the fourth quarter with these two teams still trying to figure things out a little bit offensively. Tom Zivernorth with 10 in the quarter. They've got 20 for the game. 5 points for Jackson, 19 for the game. Tom Zivernorth by one. Looking for the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. We're back to the start of the fourth quarter right after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Bring in the new year at New Jersey's largest indoor theme park, iPlay America. Get your tickets for iPlay America's New Year's Eve celebration and enjoy unlimited rides and attractions, a $5 IPA game card, a delicious hot buffet, and frozen yogurt at Mix Frozen Yogurt Shop, all for only $59.95 per person. Adults 21 and over can upgrade to an open bar package of beer, wine, and champagne for just $19.95 more. Advance tickets are required, so get your tickets today by visiting the Grand Lobby at iPlay America or logging on to iPlay America.com.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Our half-court shot about set to take place for $10,000.
Elizabeth Frank from Point Pleasant, New Jersey. She's pondering the situation.
Shoot it overhand, underhand.
Baseball.
She will get $500 from Envision Eye Care. That was a pretty good one, Wilkie. Did you hear what he said to you?
I heard it. Looks like I was shooting. There's the Envision Eye Care check. Make-believe check, the big one, in front of the Envision Eye. Matt, see him a lot at the Blue Claw games.
Yep. I usually take the green eye. That's the one that's out here right now. I usually take the green eye in the race.
In the race. Well, 500, not a bad night. I'm sure she didn't pay that to get in.
Well, not bad for just showing up. 10 grand would have been fantastic. 500 is what she will walk away with, and we will get back to action here with 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter to start. Toms River North leading 20-19. Leading scorers so far the night, Brandon Hollop with 9 for Jackson. Assisted so far the night, 8 points from Bannon McDonald, 2 for Brian Kenny. Alex Levchenko starting to heat up a little bit for Toms River North. He has 9. 4 points for Stansberry, 3 points for Blum, 2 for Martin, 2 for Wrightson.
That's credit Levchenko for giving the Mariners this one-point lead. Pretty good third quarter for him.
Toms River North starts with a basketball here. It's Levchenko to trigger this offensive set. Handing off to Singleton, dribbles left, comes right. Now inside Stansberry. Good position against Carter. Stansberry with a basket here to begin. Toms River North taking their biggest lead of the night, 22-19, with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Jackson with it. First time they get a touch in the fourth quarter. Carter, a feed down low. McDonald, little turnaround from the right block, able to get that one to go. He's got 10.
That his first two of the second half, Matt?
No, had one in the third quarter.
He had one in the third, okay.
That's 10 for the game. Toms River North 22, Jackson 21.
You know, you hear
Levchenko knifing through the lane, leaving off for Stansberry, who's got 4 straight points for North, 24-21.
Stansberry right now taking the youngster Eric Carter to school with back-to-back baskets for the Mariners.
Hollop on the left side, harassed by Singleton. Gives off to Kenny, right side pass for Elliott Bell. High post feed at the foul line for McDonald. Back outside for Hollop. Bell, who has his hands on the ball a lot for Jackson, but he's not much of a scoring factor for the Jags. Inside look, they wanted to get Carter. Hollop threw it away. Martin stepped in the passing lane, and here comes Singleton up court. 3 on the way for Blum. An air ball way off the mark. It goes out of bounds, and we'll go back over to Jackson with 6:04 to go, and Toms River North leading 24-21.
You know, we documented Stansbury's visit to Toms River, New Jersey, transferred from Delaware, where when his mom was transferred up here. His dad, this is a 32nd timeout, Matt, so we'll keep it here, right?
Yep.
His dad, of course, a first-round draft choice in the NBA back in the 80s for the Seattle Supersonics, then played a little bit for the Pacers. So he's got some good blood in him. The young, good-looking junior has gotten better and better as the year progresses, and he gets a little bit more comfortable playing up here with this Mariner basketball team. And at, what do they list him at, Matt? 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he plays a little bit bigger than that because he's got those long, lanky arms. So when he extends, he's, well up over the rim.
Teams come off the timeout with 5:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson with the basketball, trailing by three, 24-21. Kenny will hand off McDonald. Now it's Bell between the circles. Right side pass on the wing for Hollop. Back to McDonald. He's going to take the long three off the mark. Bell tracks down the loose ball in the far side corner. Gives Jackson an extra possession with now 5.5 minutes to go. This is the first of three matchups between these two teams. They will play again on Tuesday night in the A South. Inside feed for McDonald. He is fouled. See if this one was on the floor or in the act of shooting. McDonald thinks it's in the act of shooting, and it is. He will have an opportunity at two free throws here. Foul on Tom Zivernorth, whistled on Alex Levchenko. His first and the second team foul. McDonald gets the free throw to rattle in. We have had only 11 fouls called the entirety of the game.
And it has not been a badly officiated game. I mean, it's the cautiousness of both teams on offense not slashing to the basket because of the size. Nobody really, you know, lowering their head, going to the basket full steam, settling for those outside shots. The layups have come off of putbacks.
McDonald makes the second. He's got 12. The lead for North is 1, 24-23. 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Martin giving off to Gebbia, who's on the floor with Levchenko. Wrightson, Stansberry.
You know, when you're in a game like this, Matt, with hardly any scoring, every possession's important, no matter what time is left on the clock.
Gebbia feeds back out for Martin. It doesn't matter at this point either what the score is. You know, what, it doesn't matter if these teams are in the 20s or the 60s right now. There's a championship on the line, and both teams want it.
No, you hear a lot on the football field about winning ugly. It's not how you win, it's if you win.
Levchenko hit the deck as Bell was defending him, and then he kind of backed out. This are going to say that Bell touched it last, and it will be North basketball just to the right of where we are at the scorer's table. 4:39 to play, fourth quarter. Tom Zivernorth 24, Jackson 23. Off the inbound, Levchenko has it right side. Here's the dump down for Wrightson. And a foul on the entry pass. This is going to be called on Squiat. His first and the team's fourth.
On the floor, Squiat just can't contend with Wrightson's size. 6'9 against what? 6'1, 6'2.
Stansberry gets the inbounds. Gebbia seeing a lot of playing time here for North. Bouncing off on the right side. The feed down low for Stansberry. Turn around from the baseline. Rimming out no good. McDonald clears the rebound. And with 4:20 to go, here comes Jackson with an opportunity to take the lead with a basket. Bell for McDonald on the right side. Back to Bell. Hollop steps out. Shaded right top of the key. McDonald, Bell, Kenny. Now the feed on the baseline for Squiat. High post feed for Hollop, who didn't like what he had. Pulls out and resets. Singleton and Martin getting set to check back in for Tom Zivernorth. Squiat inside, gets the feed, couldn't get the runner to go. And Stansberry pulled down the loose ball. Stansberry gives here. Here's the feed inside for Levchenko. Pinned off, going to bounce for Gebby on the right wing. Levchenko back now for Gebbia, who will find Levchenko. Both of these teams, it hasn't been an exciting offensive game anyway, but both of these teams right now, I think, becoming even tighter than they were earlier on. 30-second timeout has been called. We'll tell you that tonight's game brought to you in part by Vision Financial Services, creating a better future starts with the ability to envision it. And when it comes to financial planning, that's why you need Vision Financial Services Incorporated. 40 Bailey Road in Toms River.
4-4 this quarter, Matt, with 4.5 minutes gone by. So the offense that we might have expected to pick up has not. And as I mentioned, every possession very important. That's why the timeout just now. Each team with three timeouts here. Nobody near the 1-1 yet. Jackson with four personals. North with only two. So both teams have fouls to give before they go to the line. Every possession, an important one right now. 3:27 left in regulation.
Off the inbound. High entry pass for Stansbury. Going to leave it off for Martin at the foul line. Drive right. Have his shot blocked by McDonald. Out of bounds. It will be North basketball with 3:22 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Mariners leading at 24-23. Entry pass by Levchenko. Touchdown by Holub. Levchenko will switch sides from the left baseline to the right baseline. Put it in play. Stansbury can't hang on to the entry pass. Quiet comes down with a loose ball. Jackson again with an opportunity here to take the lead with a basket. Timeout has been taken by Joe Fagan and Jackson. That pretty much tells the story. Another 30-second timeout. I think both of these coaches realizing if we have an opportunity to set something up, we're going to try to do it. Because a basket here or a basket there might be the difference in winning and losing this game.
Exactly. And remember back in early in the first half when you said a run in this game, you know, we may have one, maybe two runs. Well, we had one little short run by Jackson when Holub hit back-to-back threes there. North really hasn't had that quick run. One more run might do it in this one. And as you said, each coach, you know, pondering what they want to do on offense. 24-23, 3:08 left. Just an unbelievable finals right here. I mean, this one has been 4-4 in this fourth quarter. We've played almost 5 minutes already. Nobody putting the ball in the bucket.
3:05 to go. Jackson has won the tournament three times prior. Almost a steal by Levchenko. Bell will go back and pick it up.
Easily the lowest scoring final, Matt. I know you're going to go through it right now, right?
Just taking a look, perusing through. I'll tell you what I find after we get a second here and a stoppage of play. Kenny feeding down low for Squyatt on the left block.
Nice.
Turn, nice feed in, and then Squyatt realized the defenders went one way. He went the other. And the basket for Jackson gives the Jags a 25-24 lead.
Stansbury and Martin had him surrounded. Don't know how Swyatt got the ball through him.
Here's Blum on a take to the basket. He is fouled. We'll go to the free throw line for two shots. For Jackson, that's going to be the fifth team foul. Going to be charged to Tony Squyatt, his second. We've had some low-scoring games in the tournament before. Looks like the team that won the tournament, as Blum makes the first, which won the tournament with the lowest points, Southern Regional in 1992. They beat Monsignor Donovan in overtime, mind you, 38-37.
Oh, that I didn't know it was overtime.
2:15 to play. One out of two there for Blum. So we are tied at 25. Blum with a steal on Holub, who then ties him up. Jump ball. It'll be Jackson basketball. In recent memory, at least 2,000-plus, the lowest scoring game we've had came in 2007. That was when Tom's River North beat Point Barrow 40-38.
Well, we got to go some to beat that score.
Here's Squyatt. High post. Feed for Holub down low. He's fouled, but on the floor. That's only the third team foul for Tom Zivernour, so it's a non-shooting foul, and Jackson will put the ball in play. Foul, we'll see who they charge it to for Tom Zivernour. They will put it on the board for Sean Martin, just his first. Nobody in any foul problems. The only guy with three on the floor is Kenny. 1:55 to play. Kenny dribbling the ball, left corner near the half-court circle. McDonald, top of the key. 1:45 now to go. Holub with one of those long-range threes. It's good. He's got four threes on the night and 12 points, and he gives Jackson a 28-25 lead with 1:33 to go in regulation.
That was a huge one. Matt, put a star next to that one.
Blum backing his man down. Turn around from in the lane. Blum gets that one to go. He has six now for the game, and it makes it a one-point lead, 28-27. Full timeout taken by Tom Zimmer North. We step out as well. 1:21 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back right after this quick timeout with more of the WOBM Christmas Classic, the 28th annual on the Shore Sports Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Matt Harmon and Sanaluca back here, fourth quarter coming down the wire, 1:21 to go. Jackson 28, Toms River North 27. This one certainly still up for grabs for anyone.
Let's set the scene. Five team fouls for Jackson, so they still have one to give. North only three. They have three to give before any shooting is done on one and ones. 1:21 left. Two timeouts for each team. It is a obvious one possession game. Jackson will inbounds. Bell underneath. Looks like the Mariners are going to put a little pressure right here.
Look and see if they can cause a turnover. Bell with it. Gives to Kenny. Left side three for Hollop. He was hit. No call, but he got it to go. Five threes for Brandon Hollop. He's got 15. And Jackson leads 31-27. Here's Blum trying to come back. Left side runner. Layup attempt no good. McDonald has the loose ball. And Tom's River North going to have to come and foul. The one thing about it, they've only now has four team fouls as Levchenko comes out and gives one. They still have to do that three more times before they even send Jackson to the free throw line.
Well, Brandon Hollab certainly has stepped up in an offense, in a non-offensive night. He has five threes.
He's got 15 of Jackson's 31. Another quick foul coming for Tom's River North. That is their fifth team foul. Believe it's going to be charged to Damian Singleton. That's his second. Bell will trigger the inbound from in front of the scorer's table. McDonald harassed. Blum deflected it out of bounds. North needs two more before they send Jackson to the free throw line. Two unbelievably huge three-pointers for Brandon Hollop. Kenny, hacked by Singleton. That's going to be the third one there. And the sixth team foul for Tom's River North.
47.8 seconds, so North, I'm sure, will foul quickly here as they trail by four, two possessions. I think Jackson quickly got a timeout there, Matt.
Timeout taken by the Jags, who didn't want to have any problems getting the ball in play. Postgame coming up tonight, we will announce the all-tournament teams. Do a quick interview if time permits. And then put a capper on this WOBM Christmas Classic final. Jackson right now leading at 31-27. It was Manasquan to win the girls' final earlier in the day. They beat Jackson 60-50. Michaela Mabry was named the MVP of the tournament on that side.
Yes, had an outstanding tournament. Got 56 points out of the big three, Marina and Michaela Mabry's and Caitlin Flaherty. 56 points out of your three. Let's see, we got 58 in this one combined by both teams, man.
It's been tough. I mean, it's... Yeah, you've heard the expression, tough sledding. This has been
I'm anxious to hear the reason. My first question to our winning coach will be, what do you attribute the offenses?
I'll tell you, this isn't certainly helping the attendance on Tuesday night.
You know, they'll play a lot looser on Tuesday.
off the inbound. Kenny was fouled. He will now go to the free throw line as Tom's River North finally commits that seventh team foul.
Start looking at percentages here. Kenny, not one of the better shooters, 58% on the year. He'll shoot 1-1. The front part of this is the important one.
And he missed it. Hollop, though, with the rebound. He will dribble out of traffic and finally be fouled. Will go to the free throw line for another 1-1. Eighth team foul for Tom Ziver North.
Well, Kenny's first shot on that 1-1 was off the back rim, and it was a high rebound. Hollop at 6'8" went up, pulled it down with both hands, and then got tied up. Levchenko fouled him.
First one by Hollop. That's off the mark. McDonald kept it alive, but it will be North basketball. So Jackson hurting themselves from the free throw line here with two misses on the front end of 1-1s.
We said earlier they shoot 62%. That's not real good as a team foul shooting percentage.
30 seconds to go. Still time here for North. Blum with it, right wing. Stansberry dribbling down the left side of the lane. Picks up his dribble. Levchenko has it.
Great
defense. Levchenko for Stansberry inside. Right side runner, no good. McDonald with the rebound. And with 15.8 to go, it'll be McDonald's turn to see if he can put some more distance with his own 1-1.
No. What happened there? What'd they call?
Did he step out of bounds?
They called the alternate jump ball.
Whoa. All right, Tom's River North basketball. Gebbia puts it in. Levchenko's got to force something. Gebbia gets it. He will launch one from the left side. That's no good. Stansberry inside Levchenko, fouled by Hollop.
The last thing they wanted to do right there. Give him the layup right there. Wow. That's the last thing you want to do is let the Mariners cut this lead to two without the clock running, Matt.
5.8 to go. To the line is Alex Levchenko, who is 2 of 2 from the line tonight. First one on the way is good. That cuts it to at least a one-possession game, 31-27. Gebbia out, Singleton in.
The Jags are going to have to make their fouls.
Second one by Levchenko. Rimming out, no good. Rebound was tipped up, and it's going to be Tom's River North basketball.
Wow. Whoa. The rebound went off to the left side. McDonald, and I didn't see the North player, Matt. I think it might have been Martin, went up. And John Werner III said the ball went off of McDonald, so the Mariners will put it inside to the left of the backboard with a three-point shot coming to tie this one up.
Gebbia will check back in. Just saw him go to the scorer's table. He is a three-point shooter for Tom's River North. Let's see what five both teams come on with here. 4.5 to go. Jackson 31, Tom's River North 28.
You know, you say Gebbia is their three-point shooter, though. He shoots 1 for 9, Matt, on the year. That one coming in the semifinals that tied it for North at, I believe it was 37, wasn't it, in that
sounds right.
first regulation time to send it into overtime.
You can remember that, but
I do.
But you can't remember when we come back from commercials and you're not supposed to be talking anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure when we come back, though, if the music means we're back or not. Hey, I'm learning. I'm young. I'm inexperienced.
4.5 in the fourth quarter. Jackson 31, Tom's River North 28. It will be Mariner basketball. They will come out with Gebbia, Levchenko, Martin, Blum, and Stansberry for Jackson. McDonald, Hollop, Bell, Squiet, and Kenny.
The problem here is that there's 4.5 seconds. Not a whole lot of time to set up anything.
Gebbia off the timeout. Went to put it in play. Bell will be called for a foul. He grabbed Levchenko's jersey.
So that was a predetermined situation by Joe Fagan. Joe Fagan would rather have North try to make two fouls or at least make the front end and then maybe go for a missed shot, high rebound.
interesting coaching decision.
Yeah. Now, are they calling intentional? I don't know.
No, because they would clear everybody off the line.
Yeah, well, they're discussing, and the decision is no. He's saying he pulled his shirt of Rory Caswell, the North coach. That's what he wanted. He wanted an intentional.
That's not going to happen at this point.
No, not something like that.
Levchenko with a 1-1. Missed on the front rim. Jump ball situation. Jackson basketball.
2.1 seconds left.
Kenny and Blum came together. Levchenko really needed to make that first one.
Basically, all Jackson's got to do here is get the ball in bounds, Matt. And the Mariners will use their last timeout.
I think
Jackson will use their last one.
Jags, will they full timeout? We'll step out as well one more time. 2.1 on the clock. Jackson on the verge of their fourth WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. They lead 31-28. We're back in 30 seconds to finish this one up on the Shore Sports Network.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you. High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Matt Orman and Sarluka back here on 1160, 1310, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, getting set, we think, to put a cap on this one, the 2011 edition of the WOBM Christmas Classic. Jackson leads 31-28, 2.1 seconds on the clock, and Jackson basically just needs to inbound the basketball, not have Toms River North have a quick steal, catch and shoot from outside, and they will win their fourth championship here in the Christmas Classic in school history. It'll be Hollop to put the ball in play. And Toms River North will call a timeout. Wanted to see what Jackson was going to come out with. Mariners 30. Will make this a 30-second timeout.
Only because that's the only one they had left. This will be Jackson's fourth title if they could get the ball in bounds here.
We're back on the air, by the way.
When
in a long time. Shore Conference tournament time.
Wow.
We will be back on doing some high school basketball here on the Shore Sports Network. For all the updates on what we do, we invite you into our website, shoresportsnetwork.com.
So the Jags have one loss in the runner-up category, so fifth time they've been in the finals, will win their fourth title. If they get the ball in bounds and handle these last 2 seconds.
Won it here 2 years ago. Jimmy McDonald was the MVP. His younger brother was part of that team and close to winning his own. That is a foul away from the ball on Levchenko. He got a hold of Kenny. This will be a 1-1 for Jackson.
Well, two ways to play this one, Matt. If you make the first one, the game is history. If you miss, well, actually, it's a 1-1, so if he misses this, it's going to be a desperation heave by North.
Kenny's first. Back rimmed it, no good.
There it is.
Carrington lets it go. It hit the backboard, but not enough to go in. Jackson wins it 31-28. Tough night of scoring. This will go down as the lowest scoring final in WOBM Christmas Classic history. Timeout. We'll come back with the announcement of the all-tournament team. Hopefully a coach's interview, and we'll wrap things up here from the Pine Belt Arena. Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluca. We're back in 2 minutes. Jackson wins it 31-28. You're listening to high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
1-800-526. Are Need new carpet or flooring? It's a brand new year and it's going to be a good one. And Smart Carpet and Flooring is helping to start this year off right with our annual New Year's sale. Going on right now, you can shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Plus, save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. That's right, an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. Plus, pay only $49 for your installation. We even moved your furniture. Need new hardwood flooring? How about solid oak hardwood flooring from $4.99 a square foot installed? Or solid Brazilian cherry from $6.99 a square foot installed? Need laminate flooring, vinyl flooring, tile? We have incredible deals on everything. So take advantage of this once-a-year sale and save an additional 10% off every carpet we sell. And call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
If you want a storybook wedding that's also affordable, they're sure you've heard about the beautiful banquet facilities at the Quality Inn of Toms River. But the Quality Inn of Toms River is the perfect place for any special event. Celebrating a big anniversary, landmark birthday, christenings, communion, confirmation, benign mitzvah celebrations. Gather your family and friends at the Quality Inn for the happy occasion where you'll get the most for your money. But they're also available for corporate events, seminars, and even sports award dinners. The Quality Inn of Toms River provides all catering, food, and beverage service right there on the premises. Even if you need lodgings for out-of-town guests and a place to hold a repast for a funeral, the Quality Inn of Toms River makes everything run smooth and easy for the family. Ask for Kevin, the banquet manager, at the Quality Inn of Toms River. Call 732-341-2400, extension 306. And remember, there are special rates for lodging for seniors, bereavement, military, and more. That's 732-341-2400. 2400, extension 306.
Now back to the 20th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here on 1160, 1310 AM and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Jackson wins the boys' final and takes the WOBM Christmas Classic for the fourth time in school history. 4-1 now in championship appearances. They win this game tonight, 31-28. We have been handed the all-tournament teams. Ed, our second team.
Our second team consists of Central Regionals, Jeremy Wozniak, who had an outstanding tournament, put up 20, 21, and 18 in Central's 1-2 run. Pretty big player for the Golden Eagles. Manchester's Mason Jones also had himself an outstanding tournament in their 2-1 run in the tournament. 20-11 and 23 for Mason Jones. St. Rose's Connor Letty led the St. Roses into the semifinals. Got beat in the third game place game this afternoon by Toms River South, so the Roses finished 2-2 in the tournament. Connor Letty had himself a pretty good night, though, along with Mark Kokoda for St. Rose, last year's MVP. Kokoda will make the first team all-tournament team. Solly Stansbury from Toms River North, the runner-up tonight in his first big game up here in New Jersey. The transfer junior from Delaware will pick up second team all-tournament honors. And from Jackson, the point, who did a pretty good job distributing throughout the tournament, also had some big key baskets, 16 in the semifinals. Brian Kenny will make the second team all-tournament team. So not a bad team, Matt. Pretty good players all around for this Jaguar team and Mariner team. I'm sure we're going to hear from both of these teams.
Yep. Good representation from a bunch of schools on the second team all-tournament. Our first team all-tournament selections, Mark Kokoda from St. Rose, Elijah Dupree from Toms River South, Sean Cook from Point Pleasant Borough, who put up 33 points.
That was, by the way, our leading scorer of the tournament, most points.
Alex Levchenko of Toms River North, also a first-team all-tournament selection. Brandon Hollop, who had a game-high 15 tonight. Hollop leading Jackson to the finals. His teammate Brandon McDonald, the tournament MVP this year. Jimmy McDonald won it 2 years ago. Brandon McDonald wins it this year. Chuck Carney, the Chuck Carney Memorial Award, that goes to a hard-working player, and this year it will go to Alex Levchenko. We'll take a timeout here, two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have the scoring totals for you in this game, and a quick word from one of the winners. Jackson wins it 31-28 over Tom's over North. We're back in 2 minutes on the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
Hi, I'm Vito Nardelli, Chief Operating Officer at Ocean First, the bank that's been part of your community since 1902. Here at the Jersey Shore, community matters. We volunteer more for community service. We shop local to support our business community. And more people choose to retire in our communities than anywhere else in the state. Today, Ocean First is still helping neighbors with sound banking solutions, still lending to qualified borrowers, still working with you to keep our communities vibrant and growing. For over 100 years, for generations of local families, for our neighborhood businesses, we're proud to be your community bank. Ocean First Bank. Great rates, great service, great people.
Call 1-888-OCEAN-33 to find the nearest branch in Ocean, Monmouth, and Middlesex counties. Or go to oceanfirst.com. Ocean First Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity lender.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here to wrap things up of the WOBM Christmas Classic. Jackson, the boys' winner. Manasquan, the girls' winner. Jackson takes the final tonight, 31-28 over Toms River North. Scoring totals for both teams. It was an offensively challenged game. Brandon McDonald just introduced here as the tournament MVP, following in his big brother's footsteps. 15 points tonight for Brandon Hollop, 12 for Brandon McDonald, 2 for Brian Kenny, 2 for Tony Squyatt. The quarter totals for Jackson, 4, 10, 5, and 12. For a game total of 31. Jackson goes to 6-0 on the season. For Toms River North, 10 points for Alex Levchenko, 8 for Sally Stansberry, 6 for Carl Blum, 2 for Sean Martin, 2 for Kyle Carrington. The quarter totals for North, 4, 6, 10, and 8 for a game total of 28. Toms River North falls to 4-2. As we mentioned, our tournament MVP of the WOBM Christmas Classic, the senior forward from Jackson, Brandon McDonald. He's going to have to split a spot on the mantle with Big Brother's trophy that he won a couple years ago, right?
Well,
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, congratulations, Brandon. 2 years ago, Jimmy takes home the big hardware. Now you got one for bookends on the mantle, right?
Yeah. Now I don't have to hear him brag. I got one of my own.
Was he here, by the way, or they all play?
Yeah,
I know he plays for Temple.
Yeah, he had a game tonight against Delaware, so he couldn't make it.
Okay, well, I'm sure, Mom and Dad might have had the phone call going already, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure
he'll get the text message quickly.
Yeah.
But anyway, tremendous effort tonight as the whole tournament, okay? I got to ask you, it's the lowest final in 28 years, okay? 31-28. How do you attribute that? What do you think happened?
We just guarded the entire game. You know, they just couldn't score on us a lot, and we struggled shooting it. They struggled scoring a bit, so we both defended, and it's a tough game.
Hey, your buddy over there, and I saw you give him a big hug, also a member of the first team all-tournament, Mr. Hollab, 5 threes on the night, came up pretty big.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was the difference.
Oh, yeah, he played great tonight. He had a great tournament.
I know you also like to step back and hit the three, but I'm like your brother. I think you play inside a little bit more. What do you think?
Yeah. I started working on the inside game a lot more, you know, over the summer and trying to develop that so I can, you know, step out, make a couple shots, and go inside too. You know, I've been working a lot on that.
Okay, we're not going to have Coach on because we got to get off the air pretty quickly, but let's go to the last few seconds there. The strategy, I'm sure you remember it, you know, you're up three. Was the strategy in the timeout to foul North right away?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay,
no,
Bell just happened to hook up on the shirt there and put him on the line, right?
Yeah, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Okay, but it wasn't. Okay, we gave you a little bit too much credit. But, you know, pretty good job, though, and the strategy worked. And then, of course, just getting the ball down inbounds and you win your third title. You've been in the, fourth, right? Your fourth title. You've been in the finals five times. You lost it once. Four titles for Jackson. Pretty good effort out of the Jaguars.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, you come right back Tuesday night right here, right?
Yeah, we'll be here.
do you think there'll be some more points scored? I think there'll be a little less pressure Tuesday night than there was tonight. What do you think?
We'll see. It'll be a tough game again. We're going to have to play. We're going to have to come.
Well, congratulations, Brandon.
You.
And, you know, text that brother of yours and tell him you got a trophy just like his.
All right, thank you.
That's Brandon McDonald. He is the tournament MVP. Jackson wins this one by a score of 31-28. Some thank yous to go along the way before we say goodnight. Our engineer for the last couple of nights, Phil Harding, has done a great job. We appreciate his efforts over the course of the last three nights. The WOBM Christmas Classic Sports Director and tournament founder, Kevin Williams, a magnificent presentation of the tournament once again this year. Brandon Williams, who handles the media relations for the tournament here, great job setting us up during the course of the last three nights as well. So as we say goodnight here from Toms River High School in North, one more time, Manasquan 60, Jackson 50 in the girls' final. Jackson able to get the boys' championship. They beat Toms River North 31-28. For my partner, Ed Sarluka, and all of us here at the Shore Sports Network, we wish you a happy, safe, and healthy 2012. You've been listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic on the Shore Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the 28th annual WOBM Christmas Classic on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's games were presented by Community and Kimball Medical Centers, proud affiliates of Barnabas Health. Participating sponsors included Gateway Toyota Scion, Vision Financial Services, The Quality Inn of Toms River, Professional Orthopedic Associates, Envision Eye Care, I Play America, Ocean First Bank, The Causeway Family of Dealerships, and Atlanta Bread. For a schedule of upcoming events, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.